Tuesday was the final day of the academic year for students in the Spokane School District. Meade students will finish this Friday. Several other Spokane area districts wrapped up last Friday. And now it's time for summer activities. With COVID-related restrictions going away in Washington on June 30th, many children will take trips, go to summer camp, and do other things without masks. What's safe and what precautions should families take? Here's guidance from one Washington pediatrician. Dr. Mary Fairchalk says the question of to travel or not to travel with your children this summer will be a tough one for many.
People psychologically really want to travel and see friends and family that they haven't seen.
Fairchalk is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at MultiCare. During a recent Washington State Hospital Association media briefing, she said travel this summer, especially with unvaccinated children, means parents will have to do some risk assessments.
One thing that worries me is that now that the CDC has said that you don't need to wear a mask if you're vaccinated, there's no way to, there are a lot of people who aren't vaccinated who are just taking off the masks because they can.
That may not be a big deal for children 12 and older who have had COVID shots, but younger children don't yet have that protection. Fairchalk says the parents of unvaccinated kids should weigh the risks when they decide what kind of travel is safe.
If possible, travel by car. If they're going on a plane, then try to have a direct flight, not several different stops along the way. If their children are old enough to mask, certainly keep them masked. Keep the air vent on, that helps with the circulation. Try to keep your 6 feet of distance in the airport, and then plan itineraries or travel where you're not going to be mixing in large groups, especially indoors. Try to do things that are outside in smaller crowds.
Fairchalk says children who contract the virus generally don't get as sick as older people, though many have had to be hospitalized and a small number have died. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.